Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich. You planning a party this Christmas or New Year's? Perhaps a cheese platter is in order. But you are not satisfied with the ready-made platters at the local grocery store? Cheese writer Jeanette Hurt has just the recipe for you. She tells Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce that she's come across some great cheesy finds for you this year.
The first is Rush Creek Reserve. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with Pleasant Ridge Reserve.
Yes.
The most award-winning cheese in the whole world, I think.
We've definitely talked about that here.
Yes. Well, they're making another cheese, and it's Rush Creek Reserve. And it's a lovely, more than 60 days aged washed rind, but it's light, it's really creamy, really flavorful, earthy, rich. Last Friday, before we went to the Bucks-Bulls game with my parents, I served some, and my mom already asked me to bring it to Christmas dinner. She said it's really, really good.
So if we were to put this out on our table or, you know, serve it as maybe an appetizer for our party, what would we serve it with?
You could serve it with perhaps some sort of Christmassy type jam and then just some crusty bread, and it would be absolutely amazing. Another really exciting spreadable, but this is more of a true bloomy rind, an ash-coated blooming rind, is made by Katie Hedricks out of LeClaire Farms. If you may remember, she won first place at the U.S. Cheese Championship for her Evelon, her aged goat cheese, which has a delightful Evelon cheese that is flavored with cumin, which was just to die for. But that's another wonderful cheese. But the cheese that I'm most excited about right now is a cow-goat blend. It's an ash-coated bloomy rind cheese, and it's called Martone. It reminds me of some of the cheeses you get out of California, very elegant, light, not aged goat cheeses. And this is a goat cow blend.
What does that do to the flavor, to the texture?
Well, the texture is very similar, but the flavor, it tempers down that goat flavor. So it's not quite straight, fresh goat. It's got that cream of cow tang to it. Now we'll go into more of the Swiss cheeses. And Raleigh, whose milk goes into her Martone cheese, Raleigh makes a cellar-aged Alpine, they call it. But it's sort of like a Wisconsin version of Appenzeller. So now you can actually make a full – usually what I would do in the past when I would make a fondue is I usually get Gruyere and Emmentaler, and I would get Wisconsin ones, but then I'd have to get the Swiss Appenzeller, but now I don't anymore because there's a Wisconsin version. It's a lovely, nutty, aged Swiss-style cheese, which we haven't had for a while.
And again, what would we be putting with that? You said you would use it in your fondue. So what
you could
what
use
can
it with your fondue, but you could also serve it straight. It's just one of those great Swiss cheeses you could add to your cheese plate. The other interesting cheese, Roth is making a Montanella raclette. Now, raclette is a traditional melting cheese. You heat it and it gets all melty, and then you put it over boiled potatoes or cornichon pickles. But they used to make this raclette years ago, but then they brought it back and they've tweaked the recipe. So now there's also a Wisconsin raclette. And raclette, I ran into a woman while I was at Larry's, and she's like, oh, it's perfect for holidays, for New Year's, things like that. You get a raclette machine, which you can either rent or you can buy. There are these little trays, and you put the cheese on, either sliced or shredded, and it gets all melty and bubbly, and then you scrape it right onto the potatoes or the bread. So it's sort of like fondue without melting and fondue without other ingredients. It's just straight melty cheese. And you serve it with a salad and dessert, and that's your entertainment. And some other interesting cheeses. There's Bellavitano, of course, is a great addictive cheese. And my favorite is the raspberry ale washed version. But they have another new version, which is a chai tea washed version, which is very interesting, and I think it also has sort of like the Christmassy sort of flavors. And it would pair, of course, perfectly with chai tea. So if you have a cup of chai tea on Christmas morning, and then you have your chai-washed cheese, that's a perfect Christmas morning breakfast. Or you could leave it out for Santa, too.
I'm sure he'd enjoy that on a frosty night.
So, but you also probably would want a blue cheese if you're going to do a whole cheese plate. And there's a couple of interesting blues. We've talked before about You Have to Be Kidding Me, which is by Hooks, and they make some amazing blues. But probably my favorite is their You Have to Be Kidding Me because it's sheep, goat, and cow, and the name just says it all. It's just too funny. And then Katie and Chris Raleigh from Raleigh Cheese, again, make a dry blue jack called Ziggy Zacky Blue.
And that would really round out our cheese platters.
I think so. And if you wanted something else, again, if you wanted something more mild that would appeal to lots of people, I would say get a Gouda, Marika Gouda. And she's got some interesting flavors there, of course. The black pepper is one of her new ones, or newer ones, which is a good one. And she has cumin, and she has things like fenugreek. That was her first award-winning cheese. And, of course, just her straight-aged is great. And then one other cheese I wanted to tell you about that I came across at Trader Joe's. And I was very, very excited because it's my favorite Utah cheese.
Utah cheese?
Yes. Barely Buzzed. It's a coffee and lavender rub cheddar that's just fabulous. And it's at Trader Joe's and it's not very expensive either.
What about cheeses to gift? How do you gauge, if you're not really sure what a person's palate is like for cheese, what would be some suggestions you would give for good cheeses to give?
You probably would want to do something like a Cheese of the Month club type thing. And funny you should ask about that. There's a woman who lives in Chicago. She's originally from Greene County, from Monroe, Wisconsin. And she worked in technology for Groupon. And she noticed that most of the Cheese of the Month things were either very, very expensive, like $100 a month, or they were from specific cheese stores or cheese companies. But there wasn't just a good sort of entry enthusiast level box for the month. So for $35 a month, you can get a box of three different cheeses. She usually tries to put in one really, really nice cheese, one sort of middle of the rows but approachable cheese, and then something fun like the cranberry cheddar. Her company is called Yankee Hollow, and it's named after her grandfather's creamery, which he started at the turn of the previous century. So she was very excited to do this. And what she does, though, is she sources cheeses from around the country, but as she put it, she's a Wisconsin girl. So 75% of the cheese is from Wisconsin.
Well, Jeanette, we'll have to have you back on to tell us about cheeses in 2014.
That sounds great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Jeanette Hurt is a Milwaukee-based food writer. Her books include The Cheeses of Wisconsin, A Culinary Travel Guide, and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Wine and Food Pairing. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. That's another week's worth of Lake Effects. We're produced by Dan Harmon, Bonnie North, and Stephanie Lecce, with the assistance of Eleanor Peterson and Nathan Royster, the web support of Michelle Maternowski, and studio engineering by John Strelecki. I'm Mitch Tyke. Have a terrific weekend. Go forth and finish your Christmas shopping. And tune in tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.